At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What happened to Matty Soto? That's what so many of us are wondering. The reports are not fully in yet. The autopsy report not in as of our recording right now. But we do know that Stefan Stearns is not going anywhere. But what about mom? That's the question everyone continues to ask. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. We heard in a press conference earlier this week that mom is cooperating in this. Let's watch this quick clip and then we'll discuss.
Members being cooperative and answering questions. Have they lawyered up? And also the father of Madeline, who is not a Florida resident, is he a part of this investigation or at least being asked questions?
We have interviewed, all those family members that are close. Mother has cooperated. She did give us an interview. So there's, no one is not cooperating other than Stearns.
That's good to hear. That there is cooperation. Obviously, Stearns is lawyered up and not saying anything. But mom is talking. Mom has, I know, she's been talking to now two counties, Orange County and Kissimmee, both on the investigation. It shows that, she's willing to do something. But does that mean innocence?
Yeah, I liked what she said when she put it in this interview. Everyone close to Madeline is considered a suspect until proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a lot of meaning in that sentence because it's hard to wrap our minds around at this point how her mother could not have had some sense that things were terribly wrong.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, it's I think a lot of, and I think she even says it in part of the interview, investigators still crossing their T's and dotting their I's, really wanting to make sure that they have a rock solid case when it goes in for arresting someone. Explain that a little bit. Why do you need to have such, all of that information lined up and really solid before going in and making the arrest? I mean, what could possibly be the downfalls of going in too early on something like that?
I think part of it would be that when you attempt to elicit a confession from someone that you think is a suspect, you want to be able to ask questions in a certain way depending on the evidence. You know, you want to know what was the manner of death here, what really killed Madeline. And when you don't have all that information, you're going to miss opportunities in the questioning of the suspect. And so that, at least, I think is part of what they're trying to do, is they want to do a really good job. Unlike some of the other cases that we talk about, you know, I think they do want to really have the best process and procedure in place and know all the facts.
What kind of psychological game is this for investigators and mom? Let's assume, I'm just conjecture here. Let's assume that they're, you know, letting her have her freedom right now, essentially letting her kind of hang herself. If in fact she was involved, again, innocent as of right now, but they're trying to figure out what is going on. What kind of effect does that have on a suspect when they haven't been arrested yet, but somebody they know has? They're having press conferences like this saying, you know, yeah, everybody's a suspect until proven otherwise. No one's really been cleared on this yet. What does that do to one's mindset? Like, what is the goal, obviously, with that, to kind of let that hang out there in the ether for a while and see what happens?
Mm-hmm. My guess would be, you know, we saw in the interviews that she did early on with the media that she was extremely nervous. My guess is that that's been amplifying. And there could be some kind of a psychological breakdown for her in having to sit with anxiety like this over the course of a few weeks.
Where investigators may have seen that and thought, you know what, if we can make this almost, you know, obviously she's, one would think if a healthy person lost their daughter, we'll be going through hell. So I was going to say she's going through hell right now. She really didn't seem to be going through hell in the interviews that we saw. If one is sitting there with that anxiety, with that, that possible guilt, and no one coming at you, are you more likely to get a confession that sort of way, or get maybe more advanced cooperation where she could then corroborate information or become a witness against Stefan? Is that part of the goal here, you think?
It sure could be. Yeah, it could go either way, I think, where she may just have more of an emotional, let's say, lack of ability to hold it together over time, and she may be more apt to give a confession or to be strategizing if she has an attorney. I heard somewhere that she has an attorney now. If she is strategizing for, look, I will testify against him, and maybe come out with that kind of a plan.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.